Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, from high atop the ice surface at the MTS Center. We welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mindell, coming to you live from the MTS Center press box. To my right, Richard Pollock, and to my left, producer Michael Remus. And, you know, usually when we start these podcasts, we try and find something positive to say about the Winnipeg Jets' performance. But really, the only thing that I would say that was positive about tonight's game is that it was relatively quick. It was over by about 9:40 or so tonight, so it was a relatively quick game. Yeah. But wow, was that a stinker. The Jets obviously losing to the Dallas Stars by a 4-1 margin, and probably wasn't even that close.
Yeah, I mean, it was quick, but it wasn't painless, Drew, and I think that's the key. This game was, look at the stats, and they mean nothing. Outshot, the hits, all garbage. Terrible performance, no life. No life yesterday. I didn't see yesterday's game, but no life as per everybody I spoke to. You're coming on a Friday of a long weekend. The fans are ramped up. They're drinking. They're ready to go. They have 3 days off. The Jets had a poor performance. You're going to come out. You're going to come out hard. You're going to make it a great game against a division rival. And they did none of those things. It was an embarrassing performance, one that the team should be ashamed of. And everybody's going to talk. We'll talk about this tomorrow on our show. Everybody's going to talk about Claude Noel. You know, not ready, not ready. I'm calling garbage on that today.
Yeah.
I want to see something from the players. Can somebody hit somebody? Can somebody do something when the game matters? Can somebody show some leadership? No. And you're going to blame Pavlik for the two goals. Well, Pavlik's the only reason you're 2-3. You should be 0-5. You had two bad goals. Great. You know how many goals you scored anyways? One.
Right.
So where is the effort? Where is the passion? Where is the leadership? I don't see any of it. If I'm a Jets fan, I'm furious. I'm furious I paid money tonight. I'm furious I paid money to see the game last night, or I drove down to Minnesota to see the game, because you'll take losing if the team appears to care. And tonight, they couldn't have been less interested in performing.
Three straight games.
Three straight games.
Three straight games. Starting last Sunday with the loss to Anaheim. A game, you know, no effort whatsoever. Last night in Minnesota, that score flattered them. I mean, the Minnesota was skating circles around them, and it was the same thing today. This first period was about as bad as it can get for a first period, being down three goals after 20 minutes and not showing an ounce of anything that would resemble life.
Game was over. And then if you wanted to make a push at the beginning of the second period, first shift, awful.
What was that? When was the goal?
5 minutes into the second period.
Yeah, that game was over. It was over. 4-0. And then they start shooting, and then they start... Yeah. Teams that are down are going to outshoot. And Dallas was taking it easy. They haven't played in 5 days. They looked rested. They're like, oh, we'll save it up for the next game because, hey, the Jets didn't come tonight.
No effort. I mean, the Jets, and they have been for the last couple of years, so it shouldn't come as a complete shock. The Jets have got to be one of the easiest teams to play against in the NHL. We'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they don't touch anybody. It's a figure skate out there.
That's right.
I mean, it's an absolute figure skate, and we'll expand on that on tomorrow's Illegal Curve hockey show. But my, oh my, it's just as bad as it gets right now. And who's going to step up? You know, who's going to step up and who's going to come out and set the tone for a game? I mean, you know, play again Sunday. So it'll now be a complete week, three straight performances that were absolutely lousy. You have a chance on Sunday to, you know, erase those bad memories from this week by laying the body against the team, by showing some heart against the team. You know, the Jets should be better than the New Jersey Devils. But you put out this effort... this lack of effort, you're not going to beat anybody in the NHL.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Dallas opened the scoring at the 9:33 mark of the first period. It was a power play goal. They had two of their four goals tonight came on the power play. This one, Alex Chiasson continues the tremendous start to his NHL career. Yeah. Assist to Tyler Seguin and Sergei Gonchar. You know, Seguin wins the puck battle along the boards. It's on the power play. Wins the puck battle. Passes it over to Chiasson. Chiasson just walks in. Nobody touches him.
Well, what's Matt Halaschuk doing on that goal? What's he doing?
Same thing with Jacob Trouba.
Yeah, it's on Halaschuk more than Trouba, but Trouba also.
Yeah. They just, you know,
what are you doing?
Steve Chiasson. Alex Chiasson just walks right in. It's not Steve Chason's kid, is it?
It's not. No, they're not
okay.
Right. Yeah.
I really would have felt old there for a second. Alex Chiasson just walks right in and just jams it past Andre Pavlik. Nobody touched him. Just watching him.
No, I mean, Seguin found the open. Seguin made it look easy. Goes through the neutral zone beautifully. Makes that pass. And
what did Halaschuk do wrong on that play?
I'm just trying to visualize. We don't have the replay up here, but Halaschuk doesn't take anybody in the middle, so he's watching the puck. He just watches. It's a classic case of like the house league play. You're watching the puck, and Chiasson comes into the seam, and Halaschuk's not looking at him, and then Chiasson is able to enter right into the main slot. deke go to backhand, I believe it was, and Trouba takes a while to get over, and there you go. But, I mean, your first forward back, again, I'm going off of recollection here, first forward back, you've got to be able to pick up the man. What the hell are you doing? And if you're Matt Halischek, who I don't mind over Thorburn and Peluso, although maybe Peluso's physicality would have helped tonight, but certainly wouldn't have been the difference, you can't make mistakes like that because your job is to not screw up. Look how many games James Wright's played for not screwing up.
Well, and that's something else I want to talk about on tomorrow's show. Yeah, is the role that James Wright plays on this team. Mm-hmm. Again, we'll save that for Saturday and the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. 1-0 Dallas at the 9:33 mark. Didn't take him long to make it 2-0. And really, at that point in time, I looked over and said, this game's over. And that was at the 12:09 mark of the second period.
It ought not have been, but...
The Jets didn't show anything through the first 12 minutes. So, we got to see if they were going to come, if they were going to grow some spine. They didn't.
Yeah.
It was 2-0. Okay. Tyler Seguin gets the goal. Assist to Rich Peverly and Jamie Benn.
I didn't see if that was tipped. It was a knuckle puck. I didn't see if it was tipped, but...
It was tipped off a Jet stick. I'm not sure if it was Stewart or if it was Jokinen, but it was a shot from the point.
It was.
And...
He's got a good shot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was on edge, and it got hit by a stick, as you say. So, I mean... Have a quote unquote should have had it, but that's a hard one with so many deflections and a fluttering puck.
Yeah.
In any event at the blue line, you probably should have it. But
right. It beat Pavlik sort of top glove side, where we know that he's got a bit of a, if you had a scouting report, you'd say that Pavlik's glove side is his weak part. So it beat him top glove. And it was just not so much a knuckle puck as it was a puck that was rolling on edge when Seguin shot it. Yeah. Then you get the double deflection, and it's 2-0 Dallas, and it's just gone from bad to worse for the Winnipeg Jets to start. And then it somehow gets, I was going to say even worser, but that's not a word. It gets even more worse when Dallas makes it 3-0 at the 16:35 mark of the first period. Jamie Benn gets the goal. Brendan Dillon and Tyler Seguin. Seguin with 3 points in the first period. Shot from the point. This one was Pavlik's fault. Hits Pavlik right in the glove.
Partially his fault. Bad rebound.
Well, you got to glove that cleanly.
Yeah,
it's like,
bad rebound.
It's like a line drive to shortstop that you got to field clean. He drops the ball or drops the puck right in front of him. Jamie Benn's there. Nobody picks him up.
Well, that's another issue.
Which is also the other part problem
Jamie
in
Benn's
this one.
Him and Seguin are the best players on the other team. You got to have account for them on the ice at all times.
Yeah.
Bad rebound, but Benn was not exactly in a rush there. Performance all around. I don't even know where to start. You're down 3-0, and Pavlik's got not looking great, and nobody's giving him any help. And then you're going to segue into the next goal, Drew. That's a goal that Pavlik can't allow. That's what they call the AHL, the minor league side, short side, low. You can't allow. So Seguin,
you're talking about the 4-0 goal.
Yeah. So that one he can't allow, and that's his fault, but. Seguin and Benn and Peverly were by far and away the best line on the ice tonight. And if you're going, again, we talk about this, you're going by money made. You're going by first line. You're paying these guys, maybe not first line money, but you're paying Wheeler and Ladd. Well, Ladd, maybe not, but you're paying, collectively, you're paying the line first line money, put it that way. And
they're not scaring anybody.
And they're not playing like a first line. And again, Wheeler's goal, who cares? 4-0 in the third period, you tap in a rebound when Dallas is all looking to avoid the shot block because they know they're up 4-0 and don't want to get injured. It's 4-3 in a big game. They're not going to avoid the shot block like they did Fiddler and the other guys on the team, like Jordy Benn. Where's that leadership again? And first line, that you got to take. Remember, you got Mark Scheifele here. You got Youngster in the middle. You got Jokinen, and who are you going to count on at the end of the day? Who do they count on last year to make their rush? Their run, at least for some kind of a playoff spot, and that's why I think stats can be deceiving. Because if you look at their output over the course of 5 games, you're probably fairly satisfied with what the line has done. And if you watch the 5 games, you're thinking, "Eh."
Well, it's been inconsequential.
Yeah, some of them have effect, but overall, over the course of the 5 games, Drew, they haven't.
They haven't carried any of the play. The Jets.
That's right.
The Jets have not dictated the pace of any of the 5 games so far.
That's absolutely right. I agree with that.
They're on their heels. They're playing catch up. They're just desperate to hold on at every opportunity, and they're not going to. They have to begin to take the initiative. they're not good enough to rest on whatever laurels they think that they can. They need to step up and they need to, you know, take on an opponent, not let an opponent come to them. They need to force the play.
And the generic junk that happens in the generic junk, Drew, that happens in the third period. Then
the
you start hitting
dressing.
And then you start, yeah, that you called it. And that's right. You know, then you start hitting and then you start going to the net. And then you do all that stuff. Well,
great. Well, yeah, it's exactly right. If you, you know, and it just goes to show you, and then again, this is something we'll definitely talk about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Jets outshot them. They must have played well. Well, Dallas had no interest in taking a shot in the last two periods of this entire game.
Yeah. And they're taking stupid penalties too, by the way. Tangrati, stupid penalty.
Yeah.
Where are the other ones? There were a couple other ones that were stupid penalties.
And what, two power play goals too, right?
Well, the Jets, Dallas got two power play goals. The Jets got one power play goal. So, I mean, I thought the Jets' penalty killing, for the most part, you know, was decent.
I don't agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Dallas was doing whatever the hell they wanted out there.
Dallas was doing whatever they wanted out there for the entire 60 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I realize, but I mean, the penalty kill too.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they were able to do it 5-on-5, it's no surprise that they were able to do it 5-on-4.
That's true.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean,
I don't think penalty kill is anything to write home about.
No, it's nothing to write home about. But if you're pinpointing a problem for this team tonight,
there's a fundamental problem for this team. That's the problem.
Sure,
it's a fundamental, deeper rooted issue than just the special teams or just that.
Right.
It's a.
Well, they fixed the face-off problem that happened in Minnesota.
Yeah, sure, the face-off problem. That's an embarrassment last night. But sure, they're going to go back to winning and losing. Being a little, probably an average or a little bit above average, and the rest of the guys not. I mean, that's what they are. That's, and Slater above average, generally. And that's what they are, right? Like, Jokinen and Scheifele aren't going to turn. Scheifele, over the course of the next few years, may turn into a good face-off guy. Ole Jokinen's, 36 years old? You know what he is.
Sure.
He's not going to suddenly become a face-off specialist.
Well, and you know what, and exactly what you're saying. You know, they could look at video for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
And there's no video that's going to, this is the real problem right here. This is the video. Nothing on the video that's going to jump out. It's just a matter of effort.
That's right.
It was just, I mean, you know, it'd be one thing if they came out and they matched Dallas effort for effort, and then, you know, then the penalty kill let them down because they had bad positioning.
Yeah, yeah. So
or
Dallas just do whatever they want, Drew.
That first period, it was a skating.
They did whatever they wanted. Yeah. They dictated. You said dictated in the pace, and that's what happened.
It's exactly what it was. It was an ugly performance by the Winnipeg Jets. We'll talk about it in further detail tomorrow afternoon, starting at 12 noon on the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. We remind you that Sunday, of course, the Jets will be back in action. There won't be a post-game podcast Sunday. We all have a prior commitment that's going to keep us from that. But we'll be back with the post-game podcast Tuesday night when the Jets meet the Montreal Canadiens. You can follow us on Twitter at Illegal Curve, Facebook.com/Illegal Curve, and of course the website is www.illegalcurve.com. It'll have the latest Winnipeg Jets and general NHL news there. For my colleague Richard Pollock, for producer Michael Remus, I'm your host Drew Mindell. Remind you, 12 noon tomorrow, the Illegal Curve Hockey Show on TSN 1290. Until then, thanks for listening. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.